Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
I did promise to tell you an amazing story. So, but I'm not going to do it alone. I have, we've invited one of the participants, actually, in the story, Danny Smith, on to the show this morning. Good morning. How are you,
Danny? Yeah, good. And you, Howard?
Yeah, I am good. Thank you. So let's just set the scene, because no one knows at all what I'm talking about. There you were yesterday in Boksburg, Benoni, Brakpan, I don't know, somewhere there, and there's a run. It's like, we're not judging you for being a runner. That's really not our, that's not our job here. But there you were running. What happened?
Yeah, so I was running with Yossi Unterslack. I got lift there with him.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we left home 5:30 in the morning. The race starts 6:30. We're going along quite nicely. Then my calf started getting a bit sore, and I have had a calf niggle over the last week or so.
Right.
So we're a bit sore. We bump into Orin Kirkel. We're running together for a while. After some time, I thought, you know what, let's leave it. It's not worth getting a proper injury. Let's call it quits at the 16K mark. I thought, you know what, it's time to go home. Right. So Oren says, here's my keys. Why must you wait at the finish for Yossi for a lift home? Here's my keys. You take my car.
And then he'll get a lift with Yossi. Okay. Sounds hell of a nice, but a nice thing to do.
A kind of nice car. Sport. So he says, Danny, it's a white Land Rover with a black roof. I'm parked behind the swimming pools. White Land Rover, black roof, push to start. Thought, fine, I'll remember that. White Land Rover, black roof, push to start. Happy days. And then I started walking, doing a shortcut to get to the finish. Instead of going to the full 5Ks to get to the halfway mark, which is the finish. And I thought, you know what? I hitched a lift eventually, and a guy gave me a lift. Also happened to be a white Land Rover. He drops me off at the swimming pools. I see a white Land Rover, black roof. I pull out Orin's key, and I press the button, and this Land Rover doesn't really, the lights don't flicker. Nothing happens. I thought, you know what, fine. There's a white Land Rover. I'm going to try it. I open the door, and the door opens. I thought, fine, this must be Orin's car. I see the push to start button. I push the button, and the car starts. I thought, fine, it's time to go home, and I will have a hot bath and rest my calf, and hopefully I will be good to go. So I drive home, and I get in the bath. I relax for a while. 2 hours later, I get a call from Yossi. He says, Danny, where are you? I said, Yossi, I'm at home. Where I'm supposed to be. He says, I think we've seen Orin's car. So I said, no, Yossi, I'm home. I've got Orin's car. I'll chat to you later. Then Yossi calls me back later. 20 minutes later, he says, Danny, you can't have Orin's car. I'm at Orin's car, and he's got his recovery drink sitting in his center console, and we can see the recovery drink. No, I've got his car. He says, no, it's not Orin's car. So then, when I got in the car, I did see other envelopes that did not have Orin's name. I saw a Stephen Isaacson, and I saw Jared Block's envelope in the car with the race number tag. But I thought, you know what, fine, maybe Orin
he must have given them
his race number. He fetched their numbers also. You know, it's possible.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah.
I just thought maybe Land Rovers don't flash their lights when you press the unlock key. I don't know how these things work. I don't drive a Land Rover. So eventually, Yossi's adamant that it's not Orin's car. So, and I guess I have to agree, because Orin knows his car. He says he recognized some slips on the dashboard. And so I guess he eventually put two and two together, realized that it was someone else's car.
That you had stolen.
Who must have left their key. Who must have left their key. Stolen is a harsh word. Must have left his key.
Right.
Must have left his key. I guess left his key inside. Yeah, so...
So what happened?
Orin back to...
And in the meantime, I imagine that the other guy, Stephen, gets there, and his car's been... stolen, not to use a harsh word or anything, but his car's missing, and he's got no idea about what's going on.
Yeah, and he's really kicking himself, because I'm sure they had a plan, as runners are. You say, you know what, fine, we'll leave the key in the car, and whoever finishes first will go to the car, and he says somewhere to sit while they wait for the other guy. So
right.
I'm guessing the key was left in the car on purpose. Now they're pretty kicking themselves, wondering what's happening with this car. Yeah. So Yossi brought Orin back to me, and I took Orin back to Benoni, but in the meanwhile, we're trying to trace down the owner of this Land Rover sitting in my driveway.
So did you have an idea whose car it was then?
After seeing the envelopes, I went back to go look at them and try to work out, yeah, so I guessed I was one of those guys after seeing the envelopes with the race in the front, yeah.
How does
to trace down numbers. I think Yossi eventually traced down Stephen's number, Stephen's wife's number, because obviously Stephen's phone's in the car.
Oh my gosh, his phone's also in the car.
Yeah, phone's in the car. Guys, your phone's in the car. Yeah, everyone's in the car.
Oh my word. So that must have been absolutely awful for him. So what was his reaction, though?
I think it was quite a joke, actually. Once they were over the shock, they realized it was quite a joke, and they're quite relieved just to get their car back and not have to deal with all that admin of cancelling everything. I think they had started cancelling credit cards and things like that.
Oh, my word. But I mean, what are the chances? What are the chances of this being a whole Jewish community thing? The guy gives you the keys, you take the other guy. He also happens to be part of the community of these Jewish runners, and it's just such an amazing story. And the reason,
I think at the end of the day, everyone was happy.
Well, that's why I love the story, is because it's completely harmless at the end of the day. And the funny thing is that everything worked to conspire you to take that car, that the keys were in the car. It was exactly the same car. That there was nothing to stop that process along the way to make you think, hold on a minute, this doesn't make sense.
And he also parked back of the swimming pool, same place as Oren, and his car was close to the entrance. I saw his car first. That's the car I tried.
absolutely amazing. So that's Danny Smith. We wanted to bring you that story just because when I heard about it yesterday, it made me smile. I've been chuckling about it ever since. It's just one of those wonderful stories that I thought I needed to share. Danny Smith, thank you. Thanks for coming on the show to talk about it. It is 8:43. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.